Classic Hits 4CA. It's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter in the Far North. It's the King Review with the editor of Tropic Now, Gavin King.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the King Review. My name's Gavin King. So great to be with you. What a beautiful week of weather we're having. Can't say the same about the news. What an insane week we are having. It seems like every week gets crazier than the last. We've got the elections in the US. Of course, we've got elections here in Queensland. We've got corruption scandals in New South Wales. We've got votes of no confidence in Victoria. Wow, when does it ever stop? Well, we're trying to provide a little bit of a point of difference, a little bit of light, a little bit of deep discussion here on the King Review today. Awesome lineup of guests. Really excited about today's show. We'll cross to Melbourne to have a chat to renowned demographer Bernard Salt. We're going to chat to Bernard about the potential for Cairns to attract refugees, if you like, from COVID-afflicted capital cities. He's got some great insights for our city. Another really intriguing chat, I think, is with a woman based in Byron Bay. Her name's Helena Norberg Hodge. She's from an organisation called Local Futures. She's been advocating now for the last four decades about localism versus globalism. I think there's some great lessons for Far North Queensland there. We'll cross, of course, to Tony Thompson in the 4CA newsroom to get a quick wrap-up of the big news of the week. My guest in studio is, of course, we do have to talk a little bit about politics. I apologise in advance for that, but we are in the midst of a Queensland election. So I'll have Craig Crawford here in the studio. He, of course, is the sitting MP in Barron River. He's a cabinet minister. Looking forward to having a chat to Craig. And I guess to round off the show, really a bit of a deep dive into an issue that has blown up yet again this week about the Great Barrier Reef. Headlines around the world proclaiming that the reef, or at least 50% of the reef, is dead. New research report is out. I think we're all a little bit fed up with those type of reports and the headlines that they garner. But I've got a little bit of an on-air debate, if you like, with Alan Wallish from Passions of Paradise, a great reef operator in one corner, and Michael Bode, who is a researcher from QUT, responsible for some of this latest research doing the rounds. So we'll have a really hard look at what the research is saying, what the reef operators are seeing out on the reef. And I guess let's talk a little bit about, is there a better way to advocate for protection and support for the Great Barrier Reef? Let's get into it.